The headquarters for the Bureau of Land Management, which oversees hundreds of millions of acres of public land, will soon be moving out of Washington, D.C. and into the West. The Department of the Interior made the announcement yesterday, saying most of the BLM's Washington employees will be sent to posts across the West, while the agency's director, deputy director, and staff will be based in the small Colorado city of Grand Junction. Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg is based in Grand Junction and joins us from there. Stina, good morning.
Good morning.
So Grand Junction, a city of less than 60,000 people, hours away from any metro area. So what's the BLM's rationale for moving so far away from Washington?
So the idea is that this move west is going to get the decision makers from the agency more in touch with the land it actually oversees. You know, Colorado's Republican U.S. Senator Cory Gardner, he's been beating this drum for years. He first came up with the idea in 2016. And his idea is that, you know, it's going to get the decision makers closer to the people whose decisions they impact, and it'll get the constituents closer to the decision makers so they can actually have more of a say. And one of the things he really loves to say is that, you know, 99% of all BLM land is west of the Mississippi, and Grand Junction is more than 70% BLM land. So as he sees it, it makes a lot of sense.
Stina, what's been the reaction to this move in Grand Junction?
Shock, elation. I mean, like, this has been talked about for years as a possibility, but it was just sort of floated around as, oh, maybe, you know. So now that it's happened, people are still really happy, even though it's only 27 employees that are moving here. The fact that it's the director and the deputy directors that are going to move here, I think that just is going to lead a lot of, you know, add a lot of prestige to Grand Junction. And, you know, it's sort of like if this sort of thing happened in Prescott or Flagstaff, it just would mean a lot to everyone, even though the numbers are small. I will say, though, that I got this email after I did a bunch of two-ways yesterday, and this woman told me she was really angry about it. She lives here in Grand Junction. She doesn't want them to come, and she's afraid that the housing prices will go up and also that the traffic will get bad. And she's like, I don't want this place to become a hellhole like Denver.
And no doubt we know there are critics across the country as well, not just around that area. What are they saying about this?
A good conversation with the Public Lands Foundation yesterday. It's a nonprofit group. It's made up mostly of former public lands employees, mostly BLM employees. They are strongly opposed. You know, they're saying that it doesn't make sense to move all these people out of Washington, D.C., because there's about 350 employees in D.C. that work for the BLM, and there will only be 60 after this. All these moves are completed. And they say those hundreds of employees were needed in D.C. to, you know what was going on, to be included in these decision-making processes. And there's already close to 10,000 employees in the West already that work for the BLM. So there's a worry that this is just going to decentralize things in a way that won't work.
Stina, there's also some congressional opposition too, right?
Oh, yeah. So I spoke with Representative Raul Grijalva yesterday. He is strongly opposed. You know, and he's worried about the same thing that, some other BLM employees, are worried about, that some folks won't actually move and this will be a way to sort of pare down the agency. But the other thing he's really concerned about is that if you move to Grand Junction, you're moving close to public land, but you're also moving close to a lot of oil and gas interests. And his fear is that it will allow, you know, these employees to get kind of cozy with these special interests without the oversight of Washington.
Stina Sieg of Colorado Public Radio and the soon-to-be stronghold of the BLM, Grand Junction. Stina, thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.